This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And that was just Atheist in the Foxhole from The Fatal Flaw. And now we're here with one of our old friends, T-Max.
Hey, Andrew. How you doing?
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So, there's a show that you're plugging or something?
Okay. Well, there's a number of things that I do.
Yeah.
One thing I am doing right now that's getting a lot of attention is the T-Max's White Rose Micothon. It's a singer-songwriter competition. It's being held in Lynn at the White Rose.
Are sinner-songwriters allowed?
Sinner-songwriters, yeah. That makes it even better.
Yeah.
But we've been doing that. We do it every week on Sunday from 2 to 4. And we did our fourth week already. We have two more preliminary weeks to go. And then we have two semifinals and a finals on April 23rd. And that's going good. I judge it. I have two other judges with me. One person represents the White Rose. And we have a special judge, a guest judge, and somebody's going to win $500. So that always puts a little bit more edge on it when there's a little competition.
Somebody's going to win this $500.
Somebody's going to win it, not me. But I'm having fun hosting that. I also got something coming up with Keir Burns from 3 Day Threshold.
Yeah, good dude.
I'm playing out in the Worcester Centrum with him on Wednesday, March 22nd.
Are you going to be on like the big screen?
The big? I don't think so. No, it's a private affair. But and then also every the last Wednesday of every month, I do the Julie Doherty's open mic. I'm the co-host of that. I work together with Julie, and she gets really good acts in there. It's definitely a step up from your typical open mic. We have Ruby Rose Fox on March 29th.
Yeah, that's not usually what you'd expect at an open mic.
To have, no,
like a touring one of the best local artists touring around the country.
Yeah, Julie told me when she asked her, she was actually surprised that she said, "Oh yeah, I'll do it." People end up, we do it all. The featured act, the featured artist of the night, gets paid by us passing the hat. And it's amazing how much money we get for that featured artist. That's one thing I'm very good at, talking very nicely to people and saying that you should really dig deep into that pocket because artists deserve this. And the reason why we can get good artists is because the people do dig deep and we end up with a lot of money to give the artist.
And artists being paid is almost a dying art these days. So
yeah, I mean, I'm trying to hold on to that, and I've always taken pride way back from early days of the noise. I've taken pride in paying the bands that worked for me, paying them well. I never have guaranteed anybody anything. I always say, you're going to get as much money as I can give you. Just take my word for it. And there's been some slip-ups where the month after I paid so much money to the bands where I thought I was on easy street because I had another big radio station in this city, The Rock, and was backing me with promotion for these shows. And I thought I had it all set. And after I paid a whole lot of money to four different bands who played a show, the next month, we didn't make enough money to pay the club for what we were supposed to pay them. So the bands actually made nothing. That was the only time that ever happened, but it did happen one time. And I felt awful. The bands come up to me at the end. They go, well, what did we get paid? There was people there, but it wasn't enough to pay the club. So, but I shouldn't dwell on that because I like paying people and I like getting paid for doing music too. In fact, that's what I do now. I do music for a living. I was doing the noise for a long time. I'm mm-hmm. still doing the noise online, but there's not much income there. So I just decided I'm not going to get a regular job. I want to do music. So I'm just putting all my effort into doing music and living the best I can with that, the money I make.
It's awesome. So you're going to play us a tune?
Yeah, I am going to play something for you because this is my thing for St. Paddy's Day. This is the song I have for you. It's not going to be what you expect, but it is a...
We expect nothing.
Never expect anything.
On the top of Mikey D.
Okay, here we go. Danny boy, the pipes are calling from glen to glen and down the mountain side. The summer's gone. Dying, 'tis you must go, and I must bide. But coming back with summer in the meadow. And white with snow, then I'll be in sunshine or in shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy, I love you so. But coming back with summer in the meadow, oh, if bluebell is hushed and white with snow, then I'll be in sunshine on shadow. Oh, Danny boy, oh, Danny boy,
you know, I didn't even know that was your song. And it's pretty cool. Like, there's like an entire nation that has that song memorized.
So yeah, that's
at least
right.
One.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it's my version of that song. I heard Patti LaBelle do the song similar to that. And that's where I picked up and made my variation of it. It's the only Irish song I got.
Yeah, it's a good one.
Mm-hmm.
So how about if we play a tune off your CD so people get a taste of that.
That's my new CD, A Hole in My Shoe. It's doing well, getting airplay.
We're gonna do that exact thing right now.
Yeah, that it all helps. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you pick something out?
I don't know. Why don't you pick?
You know what
artist
I like is Bless You.
Okay, number 3. Let me just make sure.
This one has Jay DiBiasio playing lead guitar on it.
That's not an Irish name.
Yeah. DiBiasio.
The O would come at the beginning if it's...
Yes, right. Like, oh, DiBiase.
Like Obama.
Yeah. Right. Obama, that Irish guy. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So let's give it a shot.
Walk by God's door. Come Sunday, they genuflect and sit in the pew. Sometimes I need to hear them say, bless you. Bless you.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah, I really dig the guitar on that.
Yeah, that's Jay DiBiase's amazing guitar player. He plays for 3 Day Threshold.
Yeah, they're awesome.
And he actually comes up to the Salem Julie Doherty's open mic up in Salem. I didn't say where that was. That's at the VFW Hall.
People might want to know. Yeah,
because if you want to see Ruby Rose Fox. Real cheap,
and you do want to.
If you do, then
everyone. If you don't think you want to see her, you want to. Let me tell you,
at the VFW Hall up on Derby Street, 95 Derby Street, across from where the pig was. The pig.
Yeah.
In the pig's eye. No. Is it flying pigs? Yeah, in the pig's eye. that's been going real well. And that's where people can see Ruby Rose Fox on March 29th. For nothing. If you don't want to donate any money, you can see her for nothing.
Or if you're like a person of conscience, you can like take a couple bucks out of your wallet if you can find it.
That's right. Yeah. Or you can take more than that out if you want to. And to let people know where the Micathon is happening, if you want to just come watch the Micathon, that's in Lynn at the White Rose. That's 56 Central Square. And the semifinals are April 2nd and 9th. And the finals are April 23rd. So that'll be good talent because I can see the people who are winning their preliminary nights are all pretty good. I'm lucky that I'm not in the competition because I would have just played the preliminaries.
Well, you do know all those Eno songs. You could probably do one of those.
Oh, I'm glad you brought up Eno. Yeah, because that's how I know you from being, I think that's when I maybe not first
I remember
first
like being
you.
In the audience of all of those shows or
that's
something.
That's right, yeah. They were something. I just was listening to Eno the other day, listening to his rock stuff, and I love it. He's just so creative. He just doesn't do stuff the way other people do it, you know? And some of the guitar solos that are in there are just crazy. They just do things that other bands just would never think of doing. And it's not with how many notes you can get in there. It's just how creative can you be with it and letting it flow with the creativity. So,
I think... I remember Glenn played a solo on one of those.
Yep. That's Glenn Hughes.
Eno tunes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And later on, he told me he found out from the guy who played it on the record that it was like it wasn't actual speed. It was like sped up on the record.
Oh, really?
And he was like, "Oh man, that was a lot of work to learn that."
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the whole thing about recording. You can do a lot of things recording that you just could never be able to do.
And I could see, like, you know, of all people saying, you know, I'm just going to change the speed on this solo, and that, and then, you know, imagine being the guy in the band and I just doubled the time on the solo. You know, you're going to be able to do that, right?
Right. Like, oh, wait a second here.
I do remember a band that played like a double time version of some Ozzy tune, and the guy played like the guitar solo like double time, but I think he knew ahead of time that he was going to do that. So
right.
It wasn't just like, oh, well, it's songs twice as fast.
Right. Or you can always go the opposite way, the way the Vanilla Fudge used to do. They would do cover songs and slow them down. Their biggest hit was Set Me Free, Why Don't You, Babe? Can I have my life, Why Don't You, Babe? By the Supremes. But they took the 45 and played it at 33. Set Me Free, Why Don't You, Babe? It works.
Well, you have to have a good song to do that. Also, supposedly a good song if you sing it in the style of Popeye. It's still good.
What, set me free? You keep me hanging on? You set me free, what don't you, babe?
Ears, get ears.
That was my Popeye with my arms out, but it didn't sound like Popeye. So, what else are we going to do here tonight?
I don't know. You got another tune you can play for us? You want to?
I could play another song.
Yeah. Sure. That'll work.
To be kind. You don't need to be right. Choose to be kind. Oh, you can yell and scream and force your opinion. It's up to you to make that decision. Sad today, happy tomorrow. It's a little rule I learned to follow. You don't need to be right. Choose to be kind. It made my woman mad when I insisted I was right. She'd fume and hiss, her words be silent all night. So I took a tip, relax and be kind. It works every time. You don't need to be right. Watch out here now. Sometimes you feel it building up. You gotta do something about it. You feel it building up. You gotta scream. You gotta shout.
I was just going to be like a jerk later on tonight. That was my plan. But now I'm changing it. I'm going to be a nice person.
See what a song can do for you? Yeah, and that whole song is a real thing that I learned about when you're arguing with someone. Because when you're arguing with someone, you're basically trying to convince them that you're right. So if you really want to be nice about the argument, try being kind to them instead of trying to be right, and the result is amazing in relationships. It really works. So that's what I try to do whenever I can, but I'm not perfect and it doesn't always work out that way, but I try my best.
So we do have time for another tune if you want to.
Oh, you do?
Want to bust one out? Yeah.
What do we got on the CD there that I could remember to play? I'm trying to think of what song I should do.
Well, we played Bless You.
Yeah. Oh, I have a song. This is sort of a country tune.
All right, cool.
This one had to do with when I was in Gloucester. It didn't really happen. It's just a story. Oh, clickety-clack, oh, clickety-clack, gonna tie the knot while rolling on the railroad track. Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clack, clack. Mumbling, you can kiss the bride, the preacher stunk of booze. Okay, he was a hobo we found on the caboose. We knew each other 3 whole days and chose to marry fast. Like steel rails on a journey, we're on the same path. A tunnel coming up, a tunnel of love, said to us from above. Oh, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clack, clack. We moved up to the dining car to order up some food. That's when I detected an attitude. I ordered up some veggies, she insisted on cow. I said I don't eat animals, no way, no how. I don't think that she heard me, I don't think she cared. The engine whistle blowing, the warning signs were there. Clickety-clack, oh, clickety-clack, clack. bumps on the railroad track. A clickety clack, clickety clack, clack, clack. It's time to hit the sleeper car. The wedding dress came off. I oiled up my gears and hopped into the loft. She opened the window. I thought it was for air. She wrapped her arms around me and squeezed me like a bear. She twisted me around and gave me a shove. Out the window I flew. No love from above. Oh, clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clack, clack. Me on the railroad track. Clickety clack, clickety clack, clack, clickety clack, clickety clack, na na na, clickety clack, clickety clack. Not a shed of clothes on my back. Oh, clickety clack, clickety clack, clack,
clickety clickety clack, clickety clack. Clickety clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clickety clack, clickety clack, clickety clickety clack, clickety clack.
All right, thanks a lot, T-Max, for joining us here.
Sure, thanks for having me.
On the Town with Mikey D.
Always a pleasure to be on WMFO, Andrew.
Yeah, we always dig you joining us. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
And I'm going to play a tune from Fire King.
Every morning when I look in the mirror, I see a face that looks like a loose trip.
So we're going to be doing the concert report here on the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM, WMFO. We're just going to queue up the concert bed here.
Thank you. Thank you. Can you hear me? I can't hear me either.
It's number four. Oh, here. Yeah. Use that one.
Now he's queuing it up. One, two, what?
One, two.
Okay. Hi, Andrew. How we doing?
All right.
Nice ones.
All right, yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tonight, if you're missing this, Shepherdess at the Aranaut Brewery. That's also Wednesday the 15th, $10 mistake, wet guest, Keith Pierce and Giblatos at PA's. The 15th, Jen Linkman at the Brighton Music Hall. That's a rocker giveaway. Also the 15th, Live New Girls, Dead Trains, Greg Reckus and Matt Tanner at O'Brien's. Also the 15th, DS and AP, Birthing Hips, Hassan Barclay, Banana and Peach Rings at Great Scott. The residency at the Toad with Andrea Gillis Band. That'll be for through this month, and that's at the Toad in Porter Square. Also on the 15th, Dennis Brendan at the Lizard Lounge. He does that every Wednesday night. Excellent. Go see him. Also the 15th, Bees Deluxe at the Plow. And the 15th, Ava Jacobs Band at Atwood's. Also, the Giblatos, yeah, that was also at PA's. Okay, great. Okay, at the 16th, Pale Monster, the Rationals at Atwood's. Roy Sludge at the Midway. March, that's the 4 o'clock p.m. March the 18th, that's Roy Sludge at Atwood's at 4 p.m. The 19th, Bim Scala Bim and Madame Brundy at the Midway. Ransom Pier Whiskey Treaty, and that's at the Plow and Stars. Tavern at the End of the World, the 19th. That's the Lily Black. That's their CD release party. And some other ones we might have missed here. The 16th, Dollars for Doherty and Sue's. That's a benefit for John Doherty's sister.
Yep.
I guess that has to do with a kidney transplant with the two sisters. And that's going to be at the Tavern at the End of the World with Sue's Guitar, Natalie Flanagan, Haley Jame and the Primates Trio at the Tavern. At the 16th, the Plow and Stars, Ruby Luna, and E-L-I-A-S Kel, and I can't pronounce that correctly. Oh, the 16th, Richie Parsons at the Midway. The 16th, Leanne Rimes at Sinclair. The 17th, Simple Saucer, that's a nice name, Poppy Seeds and the Love Explosion, Diaphrasia, Doug Tuttle, and the Major Stars at the Middle East Up. Also the 17th, the Lizard Lounge, Amy Hems, and at the Porthole on the 17th, that'll be Finding Dimes. Also the 17th, Colin Hayes at the Wilbur, the 17th, Green Day at the Centrum in Worcester. The 18th, Dropkick Murphys at the Agonis Arena. I guess that's a tradition around this time of year.
Yeah.
Irish type of thing. Excuse me. The 18th, Reykjavik Calling with the Icelandic artist from, I can never pronounce this, F-U-F-A-N-U and Malamut at the Middle East Downstairs. Also important, the 18th, the ACLU benefit, Not a Surf, Julian Hatfield, Belly, Evan Dano, Gravel Pit, Bill Jarowski, and at the Paradise. This is sold out. That should be a good show if you have the tickets.
the 19th, Hillbilly Holiday, Cold Expectations. You just heard them here.
Yep, good stuff.
And it's a record release with the Aeronauts at 2 p.m. 19th, Gravel Pit at Atwoods at 4 p.m. The 19th, Sarah Levesque at State Park. The 20th, Bob Kobe, local promoter, great guy, presents 28 Degrees Taurus, Headband and Uranium's Daughter at Once Lounge. At the 20th, The Responders, Electric Kiff, The Way Back at the Middle East Bakery. And the 21st, The Night of XTC at the Lizard Lounge, if you like the things of the Lizard Lounge. Also at the 18th at the Opus up in Salem, that's Free Vote. So that is our concert report for this week. Anything happening on you? Anything that you know of?
I think you covered it.
I sure hope we did. I think we should be getting some fairly okay weather, maybe some snow showers this week, a little bit on the cold side, but definitely you can go out and support, especially these benefits that are coming up. And spring is just around the corner, we hope.
We should do like a weather report on the Mikey D Show. That's the weather that we should get.
That's right.
Not what we're going to get, what we deserve.
We'll call it pleasant weather.
Yeah.
Pleasant tidings.
Yeah, it's going to be it's going to be 83 degrees and
butterfly unicorns.
Yeah. And there's going to be no clouds in the sky and it's going to be awesome.
It's taking us back to 1967. Everything was groovy.
I don't.
Oh, you don't know anything about that. Well, anyways,
I can only go as far back as like David Lee Roth, who said rock and roll was by far superior to music. I think we can say that on the air.
Yeah. I think we could agree with David Lee Roth.
You know?
Even we don't even know if he's going to do another Van Halen tour anymore. There's speculation that they're actually talking to CME again. You know, who knows? And this is supposedly Aerosmith's last tour again, so you never know. Who would you like to see come back from the past?
I'm flexible. I don't really care.
Well, Cream already did it, and that was a biggie for a lot of people, you know? So, and so what are we going to be hearing next?
I think we're going to hear some Crop Duster.
Oh, that's great. So this is On the Town with Mikey D. This is WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, freeforming all over the Boston area.
Freestyling sometimes.
Yeah, freestyling too. Our phone number here is 855-915-WMFO. That's the studio line. And please keep listening. We have a lot of great music, a lot of great shows here. We feature a lot of great music here on the Town with Mikey D. This is
and sometimes we'll play like a bad song once.
Yes.
Just so people will leave us alone.
Yeah, they almost got me with that one. I almost choked.
That's not really true. We only play good music.
Yes. If you're interested in getting your stuff played here at WMFO.
Yes, send us your music.
Send us music. Go to our website, WMFO.org, and the mailing post off PO address is in there, and address it to On the Town with Mikey D, and we will play your local stuff.
If we don't have it, we can't play it.
That's right. That's important. You know, as one of my professors said to me, Mike, there's a lot of great artists. They have a lot of great art music in their closet. We'll never hear it unless they let us know. And on that note,
Crop Duster.
Crop duster. Right on, brothers and sisters.
And I can't see. Once upon a time, there was a cottage where lived a young boy. One day, his parents went for a walk.
Boy?
They said, for they never got round to naming him.
Please look after the cottage.
I will.
The boy promised. But as soon as they walked down the hill, the boy yelled,
Hog!
His parents ran back to the cottage.
Where?
They asked, but the boy only laughed. Furious, they left again.
Hog!
The boy yelled again.
Where?
Asked his parents, but the boy only laughed. Again they left, angrier than before. Suddenly, an energy hog appeared.
Hello.
Now, an energy hog is what you have when humans waste energy.
Why am I hungry?
Said the hog. Terrified, the boy cried out,
Hog!
But his parents, suspecting another trick, ignored him. So the boy logged on to energyhog.org, played cool games, learned how to rid the cottage of the energy hog, and became a hero to his family. And the moral is, to use energy wisely, log on to energyhog.org. Or, if you cry hog, it better be a hog calling contest.
This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard The Right Man on Your Side from The Wrong Shapes, Slave from Very Lou.